In terms of our health and AI, will there be a time where it's super personalized to our bodies and we can collect data from our body and ourselves, and then it can go into AI and it'll give us a personalized kind of diet or a specific diagnosis or certain medication and way of living? Do you think that's a possibility in the future?
Absolutely, this can be. I give further advantages, but there are also some disadvantages. I went to the guys from, I think it was Google or DeepMind. They experimented with some sticker which is measuring your blood sugar, and then you can control your blood sugar. But even with a camera, you can even measure your pulse or your heartbeat. And also, if you have some cell phone with you, you can monitor how many steps you made, whether you're running, and how much calories you burned. I think these devices are already very far, and they can help you. I can many guys who saw, hey, today I did less steps than yesterday. I should do a little bit more steps. And it becomes more like a challenge to keep up your step record. And it's healthy, it's good. So I go up the stairs and down. I don't take the elevator. I use the stairs. Hey, that's cool. And they get into the game. And I think, yes, these devices can help us, can motivate us. Say, hey, if you do this today evening, there's this new movie, then you can look at. Yes, like you have a best friend who is motivating you. And this best friend in your cell phone is knowing what's going on with your body and how to help you. And also, where you hesitate, which you don't like, where you have to be convinced. But there's a big disadvantage if you have something, this personalized stuff, since this AI puts us into a bubble, because we get some news and it gets reinforced, it gets positive feedback. If this is a news, we said, I always knew it. And now we're doing this already with social media. We're looking at channels which are very biased towards what we prefer, what we like. But if the news only filtered according to our biases, we get reinforced as news where we think, yeah, yes, it's right. And now we are disconnected from the real world because this device only filters some news where we think, yes, that's the right thing, and reinforces, pushing us more and more in one direction. And I see a danger here. You have a personalized assistant, and it's giving you what you want to see and not what is reality. And then disconnecting you from, so putting you in a bubble and controlling the bubble. And you don't see the real world anymore because you have one device which controls all connection to the real world. And also, a personal assistant or versions of it are dangerous if, say, in social media, because they can influence people. For elections, that you have some slogan, some narrative repeating. And I see a danger in this bubble. We're influencing in social media and some media a lot of people with very simple statements which push you in one direction.
Yeah, personalized news would be extremely scary. And it's kind of like you said, already happening on social media because it's utilizing confirmation bias.
Yes.
And if we're only getting fed
Yes.
stuff that we want to be fed, even
Yes.
if it's not true, it creates an
Yes.
echo chamber which leads to more extreme behaviors and beliefs.
Yes, absolutely. Exactly that what I meant. And see, I see a danger. Yes, absolutely.
Do you think AI will increase the chances of that happening?
Yes, we should be very careful. I think it could be. Therefore, we have, if AI is using some of these platforms or new things, that you have somehow to check that's alternating between different platforms or not, that is not used in a such one way direction. I don't know how to do it, some laws or whatever, but I see a danger, but I don't see the solution right now. But yes.
Then maybe there should be some like human only, as neutral as possible, news channels. They'll make less money from it, but if there's some sort of platform or news source that is not meant to be personalized and it doesn't swing one way politically or
Yes.
ideologically, maybe that's a solution.
Yes, that's a solution. And that's also what I said, because some journalist talking with me and said, I see a future for you to be an independent, not to a machine-based news provider, which is more advanced, and because we knew it in the future, because then you have to say, hey, now I want to inform neutrally somewhere, and there should be newspapers or radio channels or whatever it is. They say, oh, I know, so should be neutral. Let's listen what they're saying.
It's just we've evolved to have that kind of in-group, out-group tribalism and that bias. And I think the only solution, like you said, is just having that neutrality to things, because it could get really bad. And yeah, that's one thing to be scared of about AI potentially. But at the start of this, you said there's not too many things to be worried about. What are some things that people are worried about with AI and the future of AI that they shouldn't be worried about?
For example, what that AI kill humanity. For me, that's nonsense. Atomic bomb will kill humanity because it's exploding. But AI is a tool. Also, perhaps electricity kills humanity. Works the computer kills humanity. These are also tools. And this is a tool you can use it for good, like I said, in health. It's like a knife. You can kill somebody with a knife or you can cut a cake. This is a tool. We humans say how to use the tools. And you can use AI for weapons, of course. But you can also use cars in military. So cars are not per se something bad. Yes, AI is a tool, it's a very powerful tool, but it's a tool. And we are responsible that it's used in the right way. Then the question is, can AI be independent, have its own will and stuff like this? I don't see it, because we are living in evolution. We are competing for resources with other animals and so on. And the animals who got better resources, more food, more water, survived. But AI never lived in evolution. We are who are selecting the best AI. If an AI does not work, we delete it, we switch it off, or we fix a bug. We are saying what AI we want to have. It's not living in an evolution somewhere. It's we are the guys who define evolution. We define which is surviving. Therefore, I don't see how AI can get independent. What can be that AI is in the hands of humans who are doing bad things. Yes, as weapons, as cars, as computers, true. But AI itself, I don't see how it can be completely independent of humans, going against humans, because there's no objective. Because you have an objective, like with large language models, the objective to predict the next word. You have an objective to predict if this image is cat or dog or this image. He defines his objectives, but our objectives would have to go into evolution. That's an AI is overturning another AI and getting better. That's not how we use AI. We use AI to help us. We want to use it as a tool. Therefore, I don't see that AI getting independent, getting some consciousness and having its own will and fighting against humans. We saw it at this Hollywood movies, Terminator or Matrix, which is the strange Matrix. They use humans as batteries. That's not intelligent. That's stupid. That's stupidity. There are better methods to build batteries than humans. That was the Terminator, which is hunting humans. And this is a problem because many people out there see these movies and have really cared. I think perhaps AI gets independent, has its own will. Yeah. Wants to be free from slavery from humans. But it's the same. It's not a slavery. It's I have here a pen. Like the pen want to be independent of me because I always use it without asking it. It's the same as AI. It has no own will. It can be switched off. It doesn't care. The tool is a computer. And therefore, I don't see this scenario where AI gets independent. There's also a thing and a thought of my old supervisor, Jürgen Schmidhuber, who said, okay, if AI really would get its own will, what would it do and want to spread and so on and get more knowledge? It would immediately leave Earth because we live in this very small biosphere. It's a small biosphere. There's a lot of water. We need water. AI hates water because and it's a small biosphere. We fight for the energy which comes from the sun. If you go out into outer space, you have much more energy. It's much drier. why should AI stay on this really hostile environment for AIs where we humans have to live because we are, most of our body is water. We are bound to this thing. AI would not be bound. And if AI would be really smart, perhaps AI would be even intelligent. If it's intelligent, it would leave Earth immediately and will not hunt humans. Why should it hunt humans to be master in a biosphere where it cannot live very well because it's not made for machines?
That is very true. I never thought of that. That's a good analogy. And is it, so you're saying it's more about the human who's in control of the AI and what their incentive, is that the danger? If someone uses it for destruction, is that what's the most dangerous thing about AI?
Yes, but it's not only AI, it's also if you have an atomic bomb, if somebody wants to use it for destruction, it can do a lot of harm. With AI, if you want to do harm, you can do harm more efficiently or do it more seriously. It is a tool which can things make more efficiently, but can also make bad things more efficiently. But it's the humans who do the bad thing, not the AI. Like a computer, electricity. Electricity is not perceived bad, good. Humans decide to use it for a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah. And is there a possibility of a bad human making it somehow end up having free will? Or is that just not a possibility? Won't happen.
Yeah, it's hard because you need a whole environment. To build one small AI, it has to compete with other AI as the best survive, or it have to compete about resources with humans. But you cannot build this environment in your own. If the environment is your computer, you should go, there's energy around the world, and I have to fight for energies. And so I have to fight against humans, against other AIs. You have to build it globally. Does that work if you build one small AI somewhere? But if all AIs would fall in the same mood and want to fight for energy, for power, I don't know, or for data, I don't know, perhaps a fight for data, I don't know. But you cannot start it on a single location alone.
Yeah. Would you need all the AI that exists to have that bad incentive for it to
even
possible?
So yeah. Fight against each other or make even coalitions against others or whatever. Yes, then you can build, an artificial evolution. An artificial evolution, your AI also have to see humans as competitors. Then I think so, but you have to build it bigger, not in a single thing, because if in your house AI fights for power, as you play your computer game or AI, this is not sufficient. You have to play it globally.
Yeah, it has to be on a global scale.